Hey, everybody, what is going on? Welcome to the Fantasy Draft Happy Hour over on Roto Grinders. I'm Eric Crane, and I am joined by one half of the Morning Wood crew, Mr. Hoof. What's going on, buddy?
Yo, what is up? We're down a man, down a man. Talking pre-show. Last time we were down a man, we had like 15 minutes for questions, so I feel like we have to do some BSing, at least for a little while, right?
I mean, it's a 10-game slate, so I almost think the we got to give the people what they want. We normally on our Wednesday show, we talk a lot of Bachelor, we goof off a little bit, we'll talk some Big Brother Survivor starts here. Are you excited for the new Survivor season in a couple weeks?
I'm thrilled. What's the thing again?
It's the Game Changers. They're bringing people back.
It's like All-Stars, essentially, right?
Yeah, it's basically All-Stars with all the people who have kind of changed the game of Survivor. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to it. Guys, if you want to play against us tonight, go ahead and check out the chat. Mangone has posted a link to the Fantasy Draft Chat League. So you got to get in there. I am already registered. I got to see what we're giving away today, guys, because we always give away a hat or something in addition to beat the hell out of Hoop and I, which is always a good time. Hoop, I'm looking at this slate tonight. We were kind of talking before the show a little bit. This is one of my favorite slates I think we've had all year. 10 games, some value out there, some under the radar plays. I feel like Fantasy Draft has done a great job with pricing today. And it's been a little bit tough.
That's the main thing. The site's had a really good job, sharp pricing. I mean, because there's some guys like a Bobby Portis. If they don't adjust him up a little bit today, he's like 100% owned. Now, you know, he's in the starting role, won't be as highly owned because they did a good job bumping up the price. And a lot of these guys that should see a boost, like a post-trade deadline boost, they did a good job with the pricing. Sarge is the other guy. He'd be a slam dunk, value play, everyone would have him in the lineups. But the site's got the price up there to a level where the decision's a little bit tougher. So kudos to the sites for rolling out some nice pricing today. Because I think it would be a situation where it's, 2v2, 3v3 for everything tonight.
Yeah, Sarge and Portis are really the two guys I'm looking at when I say, man, I would love to, part of me is like, boy, I'd love just to get these guys at 3,900 and put them in every lineup. But on the other hand, it makes it a lot more interesting. Okay, Sarge, he's in a great spot. Is he going to get 32 minutes against Washington? Yeah, is it a good spot? But at the same time, there's a little bit of sticker shot going on because Sarge is up there, what we already mentioned. Portis, he's about 9,800 on Fantasy Draft today. So I'm actually enjoying this more, where I'm finding it much more interesting, where, you said, it's not a 1v1 or a 2v2 spot. There are a number of different ways you can go tonight, and those are what makes the fun slate, too.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, if those guys aren't priced up a little bit, you're talking massive ownership in tournaments and cash games, too. And, anytime there's so much overlap, it takes the fun out of it a little bit. So Sykes did a good job, getting those prices right for tonight's slate.
For sure. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some point guards on Fantasy Draft. Anytime he's on the slate, he's going to be the most expensive guy. Russell Westbrook sitting there at 23.3 today. So he is way priced up on Fantasy Draft. But you're getting a little bit of discount from DraftKings. Normally Fantasy Draft, they double the DK price. Well, this, you're getting, it's $3,000 cheaper than what he probably should be. So for me on Fantasy Draft, Russell Westbrook is nearly a must play. What are you doing with him in tournaments tonight?
Oh, I saw a stat over the break, and he was a part of it was over 50%, or I think any night he played, 50% of the gate slates he was involved in, he was part of the optimal lineup. And that's an insane number. Take one guy in the NBA and say, on 50% of the nights he played, he was in the optimal lineups. Just going back to the first half, pre-All-Star break, anytime – I ended up fading him when I wanted to play him, it did not work in my favor. So I'm leaning towards jamming him in as frequently as you can. Seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, the guy has upside that is just crazy. You look at, do you play him or do you play two mid-range guys? So the mid-range guys would be 7-6K guys.
Yeah.
Both of them, you're talking 30, 35 fantasy points for those guys. He can do that alone combined, on close to an average night. So you always want to get exposure to this guy. I just think the argument against him is it's tough. And even in bad matchups, like, you want exposure to him against Utah, Memphis. It doesn't matter. Like, the upside is just so much higher than anyone else's. So I'm not going to say don't play him ever.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you talked about some of these tougher matchups. Tonight against the Lakers, not one of those not one of those cases. But like you said, games that are even those tough matchups, like a Utah, like a Memphis, those slower games, those are when I love them because everybody just says, oh, I can't play him tonight. He's in a bad matchup. And then, yeah. I mean, we've said it before on the show time and time again, Goeder's goat.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's any different. So yeah, I love Westbrook tonight, but like we said, it's tough to jam him in. And one of the guys that a lot of people are going to use to jam him in, Malcolm Delaney, minimum price tonight. It's going to get the start, should see over 30 minutes. What do you think of Delaney at point guard?
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably be one of the more popular plays on the slate, if not the most popular play. Dennis Schroeder out, Delaney's in, starting. The assumption is I'd say upper 20s. In terms of playing time, and that's about all he's going to need. I mean, at 3K in cash games, you know, anything over 15, 16, 17 fantasy points is more than enough. And in tournaments, definitely has to have like 10x upside. I mean, I think no one would be surprised if he got to 30 fantasy points when it's all said and done. So great play. He's going to be the primary source of salary savings for people tonight. Really opens up a lot with your lineups. So I'm definitely not going to say fade him.
Yeah, I'm not going to fade him either, even though I was checking out the Court IQ tool on RotoGrinders earlier because I said, okay, I want to see how he does with the rest of the starting lineup with like Millsap and Howard. And if you put the starting lineup together, he has a total of 5 combined minutes. So
yeah.
It's tough to necessarily know. Tough. But when Schroeder goes out, and again, he is out tonight. He's suspended by the NBA for missing a flight or whatever. I don't know. It's like a weird thing. But anyways, yeah. He missed the flight to get back in time to the NBA. But you look at the rest of this Atlanta team and – the points per minutes for Dwight Howard, Paul Millsap, Kent Bazemore, THJ all go up. So I think there's a lot of value to be had over Atlanta.
I agree. I mean, you know, got Hardaway in the starting lineup, Bazemore with Cephalosha. Going to come off the bench, it sounds like, for a few more games. I think all those guys are in play. And on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, the prices are pretty fair. Dwight Howard, Millsap, Hardaway Jr., and Bazemore. I think they're all solid plays. I mean, we'll talk more in depth about those guys when we hit on their position, but Schroeder out, I mean, not a massive name, but still, I mean, he does enough where it's going to impact the rest of their team tonight.
Well, let's talk about some other high price point guards. We got John Wall in a great match against Philly tonight. Giannis, that matchup we were just talking about, yeah. where we like, but I'm not sure I'm going to go there with Giannis against Utah. Bledsoe, Lowry, Isaiah Thomas is probably my favorite play on the entire slate. Who are some of these other expensive high price point guards you're looking at?
Yeah, I definitely like the guys from that Celtics Raptors game, Thomas, Lowry. I like pairing them up in tournaments. I mean, that's the one position where, you know, the guys go at each other. They'll go back and forth. And these are two high usage guys that both very capable of scoring. Isaiah Thomas, I think, rates as like the worst defensive point guard in the league. So Lowry, I think, becomes a really good play. In tournaments, you know, if I'm playing these guys, I want both of them because you could definitely see a scenario where these two guys are going back and forth. You're getting guys in close games that will play probably 40 minutes, which is super valuable as well. So in tournaments, I love pairing these guys up, and I like them individually in cash games as well. I probably just save the money from Wall. I do like Wall a lot, don't get me wrong, but I probably just save the money and drop down to these guys if I'm, you know, in this range.
It feels a little weird to say that I'm not going to have any John Wall tonight, but I would be really surprised if I end up with John Wall because I like Isaiah so much. You look at what like these point guards who really like to score the ball do against Toronto, and the numbers are just through the roof. Isaiah, now that Avery Bradley is still out, he's 9K over on DK on fantasy draft. He is sitting there. I got to check because he's in my lineup right now, so I got to look over there. He's only 16.5 on fantasy draft. So you're getting a massive discount. I mean, you're getting a $1,500 discount on fantasy draft too. To me, he might be my favorite play on the entire slate. So I'm going to have a lot of Isaiah. If I'm looking in the mid-range over at point guard, I'm not seeing a ton that I like. D'Angelo Russell against Oklahoma City, maybe. Yeah. Ricky Rubio, George Hill. You know, we already talked about Tim Hardaway. I don't hate him. Yeah. Are there any point guards in the mid-range that interest you?
Two guys, right around the same price, which actually I like a decent amount, and it's TJ McConnell and Yogi Ferrell. You know, the Mavericks just went ahead and released Darren Williams. Ferrell, I think, playing time in the 30s is a safe assumption. Not the same situation as before when the Mavericks had, like, nobody at all, and Ferrell was, like, the go-to guy, and he was getting 35, 40 fantasy points. But I think a safe bet to approach value tonight. Like I said, the playing time should be around 30. And then McConnell, pre-All-Star break, was just killing it, and the price is still very fair. They're semi-thin. I mean, I know the front court is more of the thin situation for them, but McConnell, I think it's a slight uptick, and the playing time was really steady, like I said, and production before the All-Star break. So I like those two guys quite a bit.
Yeah, and it should be a close game too. I mean, McConnell should be getting 34 minutes. Yep. You know, it's spreads Washington -8. It's a high total though, and I think a lot of people kind of expect Philly to be competitive tonight. So. Yep. Yeah, I like Yogi Ferrell, by the way. That was a fun couple weeks when we just got to play Yogi every day.
A lot of fun.
You know, he's like on ESPN breaking three-pointer records, coming just out of nowhere. He was great. It was so much fun. If I'm looking a little bit cheaper, a couple guys that stand out to me, Jordan Clarkson is going to be, I would assume, popular tonight, right?
Yeah, he should be. I mean, I'm rightfully so. I mean, price so darn cheap, and I mean, you have to imagine – he gets the biggest bump with Lou Williams out of town because, I mean, those guys were on the court, seems like the same time, like throughout the game. You know, if Williams was out there, Clarkson was out there. Williams was a super, super high usage player, which I think we all know.
Did you see his game in Houston last night?
Just splashing. I mean, just immediately. And that's a dangerous squad, man. That's a really good pickup for them.
Oh, it's such a good fit.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. Yep. And he made the comments about, you know, just being able to come in and just chuck it up, which is what he's going to do. But that leaves a void for the Lakers, you know. And I think Clarkson's the guy that gets the biggest boost and priced very fairly all around the industry. So he should be popular and rightfully so.
Yeah, and again, like we were talking about some spots where it's thin. That Philly front court where the minutes are going to be guaranteed. The Atlanta backcourt. Well, this Los Angeles Lakers backcourt is so thin. They have Nick Young. They have Jordan Clarkson. They have D'Angelo Russell. Do they have anybody else?
I mean, you look at the roster, and that's it in terms of guys that, you know, I think could potentially be ball-handling type guys. You know, Ingram, you know, is a guy that will handle the rock a little bit, but he's going to be playing more small forward. So it's like you look at the minutes for Russell, Clarkson. Oh, they have Calderon too. I mean, he'll probably soak up, like, what, 20 minutes of absolutely nothing. So it's thin there, and it's a good situation for DFS.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to be really interested to see tonight kind of what happens with the Lakers. And obviously, if you want to play some Westbrook, I mean, saving the money on these Lakers guys, not only are they too cheap for the number of minutes they're going to play, but you're also get that correlation, which we always love. You know, it's a 10-point spread in that game, but it's a high total. And, you know, these Lakers guys can get hot. You know, we know Swaggy's going to be chucking threes. We know Clarkson's going to be driving the room. We know D'Angelo can pick it up. It's very interesting there, I think. And that's a game I'm really looking forward to. Any other point guards we missed, or can we go ahead and move on?
I think we kind of tackled most of them there.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't really see anybody else that pikes my interest. I mean, we've got Malcolm Delaney there, but we've already talked about him. Ray Felton, I guess, maybe he should get some minutes with Chris Paul out, but I find it awfully tough to get excited about anybody against San Antonio.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go ahead and move on to shooting guard. And the highest priced guy over there, Jimmy Butler, he is 9,400 on DraftKings. On Fantasy Draft, he is 17.3, so you'll discount over there too. And I know I said that Isaiah Thomas was maybe my favorite play tonight. Jimmy Butler is kind of 1B for me. I love Jimmy Butler tonight. I love the matchup. I mean, I know you. You've got to love you some Jimmy.
Absolutely. Some Jimmy buckets tonight. This is a good matchup. The team is essentially in shambles outside of him. Should be semi-thin, so they lost Taj and McDermott. And Jimmy Butler can just play so many different positions. Really good spot for him here tonight. I mean, it's a somewhat uncomfortable price for Jimmy Butler. I think that's the way people will view it, but I have no issue going there.
I hope it's an uncomfortable price for you because I want him.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good spot. And, it's hard to gauge. I mean, I can't really project, like, his ownership, like I said, because the price tag's up there on basically all the sites. But it's one that I agree with you. I'm definitely willing to pay it.
Yep. And, you know, another interesting thing, you know, this was a good matchup before. Well, now Phoenix, they've traded away PJ Tucker, who is kind of their...
Yeah, that's a big thing. That's an underrated aspect that a lot of people, you know, really haven't touched on today. That's big. I mean, he probably would have saw about 30 minutes of Tucker defense. And yep. It's not there
Which is
anymore.
Tough. Tucker's a good defender. By the way, that's a great pickup for Toronto.
Oh, it is. I mean, they made the right moves. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think it's really going to matter for them. I mean, I think it's definitely going to be the Cavs there, but they made the right moves. We'll see. We'll see how it all fits together.
Yep. And on the other side, we'll get to him in a second, but TJ Warren is probably going to be guarding Jimmy Butler. That ain't going to go very well for old TJ Warren, I don't think.
I don't think so.
What about the shooting guard in this game, Dwayne Wade? I don't have a lot of interest in him. But I feel like maybe I might be missing the boat here.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I like it's a situation where like if I have that amount of salary and he's the guy left, I'm like fine with it. But probably more so on sites like a FanDuel where you have to play like two shooting guards. DraftKings obviously has the flexibility with the guard forward utility spots and multiple position eligibility. So I don't think you have to, but I just think it's going to be the Butler-Wade show. I mean, they're still in a playoff spot here. They're in the 7 seed. They're not going to completely tank and give up at this point. The East is so bad where even if they suck for the rest of the season, I'm sure they're still going to get in the playoffs. So, that's a good matchup. You know, same matchup as Butler essentially against the Suns. He'll probably get the weaker defender as well. So, I'm fine with Wade. I mean, who else is going to do anything on this team, like besides Wade and Butler? I mean, it's a full disaster. Outside of those two guys.
We'll get to Portis in a bit because I think he's going to do some stuff
Portis,
today.
Portis.
And I like another power forward for Chicago that I haven't really heard anybody talk about. I have heard people talking about Bradley Beal, though. He gets a match with Philly. We know Philly gives up a lot of threes. I like the matchup. What do you think of Beal?
Yeah, I like Beal. And it's the same situation that I mentioned with Wade, more so on sites where you have to play like a shooting guard or two shooting guards, such as FanDuel. The matchup's phenomenal against the 76ers. The Wizards will have no issue scoring the ball here. I don't really think I doubt he'll get Covington defense. I mean, whoever gets Covington defense, that might be a slight downgrade. Still, either way, I like Beal tonight. Good matchup, solid price, good game to attack. So everything kind of working in his favor tonight.
Now, what if I told you there is another shooting guard out there? Hasn't been below 29.75 in his last 10 and has been over 45 or 40 points in 5 of his last 10. And that player is under 7K. Would you be interested in that player?
I'm going to play him.
It's so gross to want to pay this much for this player. But sitting at 6,900 tonight is Dion Waiters.
Not going to play him.
I knew. I'm sitting here looking at the stats. I'm going to read those to him, and he's going to want to play.
Those are impressive numbers. Damn, like you know me. Like you hit the sweet spot for Hoopy, and you kept it going. And then you spit out there.
I'm going to play him. I'm going to play him. By the way, 7 of those last 10, he's been over 36.
Yeah, I mean it's impressive. And for tournaments, I think get some exposure, but I take back the I'm going to play him statement. I'm not playing him.
You were so excited there for a second. Oh, you were so pumped, and then just phew.
that sounded nice. I mean, you're reeling me in, just like real slow.
Yeah. Oh,
you had me by the hook. Like I was hooked in. Do. Then the line broke as soon as the name came out.
I know how to get that hoop morning what up. Yeah, I'm going to just disappoint you afterwards.
It was rising at a rapid pace, probably at an unhealthy pace.
Definitely at unhealthy. We had to fix that a little bit, and sitting on Waiters Island is a way to do it.
Yeah.
We mentioned Tim Hardaway earlier. I want to bring him up again. I kind of expect him to run the point tonight for Atlanta. I know Malcolm Delaney's going to be there. To me, Delaney – like, look, if cash games, you want to play Delaney, great. I'm not sure he's a tournament guy. I think Tim Hardaway's got a much higher ceiling tonight. What do you think?
I like Hardaway. I mean, yeah, I like Delaney too, but Hardaway, yeah, I think he's the guy. You know, they talked like Bazemore, Hardaway will handle. I think it's Hardaway. I mean, Hardaway's handles are much better than Bazemore's, and Hardaway kind of handled the ball a little bit in college as well. And I know hoop referencing college is a crazy thing, but I used to watch him when he was here at Michigan, so might know a little bit about him. But yeah, I think he's the one that handles the ball when Delaney's not out there. Hardaway, I think, is a good play. I mean, it's you know, not the best matchup against the Heat, but it's fine, and the price is fair, and he's just been super solid, you know, in the starting unit. So I am I'm a big fan of Hardaway, and I like Bazemore too. Like I said, I like all these guys on the Hawks because, you know, Schroeder, like I said, not a huge name, but he does enough out there where it's going to have impact on tonight's.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Schroeder being out does. I think I already mentioned this: Millsap, Bazemore, Howard and Tabo all go up over a tenth of a point per minute. So, I mean, yeah. And all these guys are going to get extra minutes. Hardaway actually doesn't go up that much, but I'm okay with that because, again, I think Hardaway – I really like Hardaway for tournaments tonight. Around the same price point, though, for cash games, I think you got to look at Gary Harris. He's cheap enough. And, you know, I've got my little sheet that says this is the kind of guy I like to play against this team. And when Brooklyn pops up, I just type everybody. Yeah. And then I type types of players to fade against this team, and I just type LOL under Brooklyn. Because Gary Harris, you know, we've seen it before. He's going to get over 30 minutes. Brooklyn sucks. I mean, is there any reason not to play Gary Harris in cash?
Yeah, so what we saw out of the Nuggets last night was pretty concerning in terms of the minute allotment. We saw Jokic a strange rotation, like, I think he only played like 26 minutes. I mean, they trade Nurkic,
that,
and then he's like,
that whole game was just making me want to pull my hair out.
It was so weird. Like going into the All-Star break, I was like, all right, Malone's finally got it. He finally got it. And then I quickly realized last night the only reason he got it is because their team was decimated and completely thin. Like, he doesn't have a clue. Back to being one of the worst coaches for DFS in the league. But the one guy that the minutes are consistent regardless is Gary Harris. I mean, Gary Harris.
Of all people, it's not Jokic.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not Jokic. It's not Gallinari. It's not any of these young players they have. It's Gary Harris. But it's been that way. Like, he always gets those minutes. I mean, just a safe bet to play 30 minutes. You give me an athletic shooting guard 30 minutes against the Nets at a fair price point. Sign me up.
Well, let's talk about that Brooklyn-Denver game, because these are the two teams that drive me the most nuts, because you get 10 to 11 guys in the rotation. They're all going to play 26 minutes. Yeah. I don't know who the hell to play on either of these teams. Normally I just want to avoid them, right? Unless, you know, Gallo's out, I want to play Chandler. Unless that Denver front court's out, okay, well, I can, you know, do some stuff there. At the same time, this point spread here is 15 points higher than the next highest one. Some blowout potential, but points will be scored. How do we figure out what happens in this game?
I don't know. I mean, the first name you mentioned from this game is the one guy I feel comfortable with. I am not touching a Brooklyn Nets player. I'm not going to play anyone from the New York Nets or the Brooklyn Nets tonight. So I'm going to keep it simple. They're getting Lin back. That complicates things a little bit. I mean, the coach made the statement, you know, like 20 games into the season, like he wanted everyone to kind of play 28 minutes. And if he gets a chance to do it, he sticks to it pretty closely. And I know, you know, some of these names are popping for people, Avert starting. And I know that gets people excited.
He is such a trap.
Oh, gosh, I will not touch him.
LeBron is such a trap tonight, guys. Yeah, don't do it.
I don't play Nets guys, and I know people get excited about Brooke Lopez and, you know, whatever. I just don't do it. I mean, I just don't do it, because there's nothing more tilting in DFS than when your guy's rolling out there doing his thing and ends up playing like 25 minutes, and that's what can happen with any of these guys. So Lin coming back complicates things more, like I said. So it's an easy fade for me. I'm not playing anyone from the squad.
Yeah, and by the way, another point on LeVert. The Siege had a great stat on Twitter today. Do you know how many times LeVert has played over 27 minutes in his NBA career?
Probably not many.
One.
Yeah, it's not surprising. That fits their mold. I mean, seriously, that's what they want to do. It doesn't matter who's starting. It doesn't matter who's coming off the bat. I mean, they have a great – I mean, Trevor Booker, a great – impact player. Like, honestly, you watch him play, he goes out there and does his thing. Why is he not out there playing like over 30 minutes? It makes no sense. Like, he's their best chance at winning games. So they clearly don't want to win games, and for DFS, it's just a bad combination. So I'd avoid it. I mean, there's some appealing guys here. I mean, LeVert cheap, going to be starting. I can't do it. I just don't have interest.
I think Brooklyn's getting blown out tonight too.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, but you got Malone on the other end. You don't know. I mean, is Plumlee going to play more minutes than Jokic? I mean, it's It's bad stuff, man. Bad stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand the appeal, guys. 234.5 total. I mean, you just, we jump. Normally, we jump out of our chair at that. The second highest is 221 in OKC. So yeah, it's a 13.5 point. Difference between the two, but I just don't know who's going to get minutes.
No. And then, even going into the break, there was talk about Jokic being tired from playing all those minutes. The first opportunity after the break with a healthy team, they went ahead and limited those minutes on a back-to-back tonight. I don't think we're going to see a lot of games like we saw going into the break where he's playing upper 30s from here on out. I just don't see. I could be wrong. Maybe they go back to him tonight, but I personally think that they're going to really monitor the minutes closely for him.
Yep. And so, I mean, you guys can play him if you want. I'm a pretty risky guy, right? Like I play a lot of tournaments. I like the upside guys, and I get it. On a 10-game slate, I just don't necessarily see the need to take that risk. If this was like a 3 or 4-game slate where everybody was going to be in the exact same plays all the time and you need to take that risk, great, go for it. I don't think tonight's that night, though, because I'm sitting here looking right around that same price. We're talking about that kind of mid-4K range over on DK, and it's like we got Clarkson there, who we already discussed. Tyler Johnson, I don't love him, but I don't hate him. But we got Swaggy P and Seth Curry and Sean Kilpatrick. I'm not touching Sean Kilpatrick. But
that's another guy. I mean, another guy, super talented. I mean, you watch him play. He can play ball. And they're just not going to give him the minutes. I mean, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is.
Instead, they're going to go ahead and start Randy Foy over Kilpatrick. Like,
what do you hope to gain with playing Randy Foy?
Losing games, right? It has to be. I mean, literally, that has to be it. Like,
they don't even have their own draft pick, though.
Well, then they're just idiots. Yeah,
they're just idiots. I mean, they can't even tank correctly. Like, I don't get it.
Oh man, it's a bad situation.
Yeah, but we already mentioned Nick Young. He's another guy. I mean, I expect him to play. He should get over 30 minutes tonight for the Lakers, right?
So. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yep, and Seth Curry. I mean, with no Deron Williams again, that backcourt is. It is, who is it? It's Curry, it's Yogi, it's Wesley Matthews, and it's Devin Harris. Is there anybody else?
They traded Anderson, right? So he's
yep. They traded Justine Anderson,
and so yeah, I mean, it's a thin rotation. 30 minutes for Curry, I think is a pretty fair estimate. 4.5K on DraftKings, good play.
By the way, there are exactly two guys on Dallas, and I kind of skipped over this guy. There are two guys on Dallas who gets big bumps with Wesley Matthews with Deron Williams and Justine Anderson out. It's Wesley Matthews, whose points per minute goes up 1.17, which is huge when he's getting 37 minutes. Yeah, I like Wesley. I don't like the matchup, but I just like what he has done. And it's like a 500-minute sample size. It's pretty big. You know, again, check out that Court IQ tool on Roto Grinders and check that out because it's very cool. The other guy is Salah, and I just don't think I can stomach that tonight.
No, sir.
Yeah. guys, before we touch on small forwards, I want to talk about what we're doing on Fantasy Draft for Roto Grinders. Guys, if you sign up for Roto Grinders using the promo code Grinders, come on, guys, do it. You get a free 3-month subscription to the Fantasy Draft premium content. So visit fantasydraft.com/play/grinders because that's what we want to do. I know the graphic's up right now, so make sure you take a look at that. If you don't have that Roto Grinders account, and check it out because it's going to be some good stuff. And make sure, again, we got the Fantasy Draft Chat League in there right now, so check that out because you want to play against us because it's a good time to play against us right now. How full is it? There it is. It is 20 of 32, guys, so we're going to fill this thing. First place is $40 plus a Fantasy Draft t-shirt. Hoop, you're wearing that Fantasy Draft t-shirt, aren't you? Did I see that?
Let me model it for the people real quick.
Oh, man. I'm getting hit by something. Look at those guns. Yeah. I was poking me in the eye, dude. Come on. Hey,
it's that like nice soft t-shirt material too. So you definitely want one of these suckers.
Oh, it's really nice shirts. Like seriously, it's the we always joke about the soft luxurious shirts. Those are legit soft luxurious shirts. Let's talk about some small forwards, guys. We already talked about Jimmy, and I think everybody knows how we feel about Jimmy. Another guy though sitting there is Giannis against Utah. I assume for cash games, no interest. Yeah, tournaments though, what do you think about Giannis?
For tournaments, yeah. I mean, that's like my favorite thing to do in tournaments. Take stars, take high upside superstar type players in bad matchups, because you know the ownership is going to be super low. And we talked about Westbrook before, how you like him in those bad matchups because people won't play him. And same situation here. This guy has massive upside. Matchup sucks. That's going to keep the ownership down in tournaments, absolutely. And then the nice thing here is the pricing. They adjust down for these bad matchups too, so you're getting him at a discounted price as well.
Yeah, by the way, guys, they're in the chat. They're talking about Jeremy Lin. Maybe I'm just being a wimp, but I'm not going to trust those minutes at all. Are you?
No, I mean, I'm not playing. Like I said, I don't see it. I mean, could be wrong. Be wrong. Maybe Lin's the guy that comes out and they're going to let him play a ton of minutes and shoot as much as he wants. I guess I'll learn a hard lesson tonight, but I'm definitely passing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be popular enough. I wouldn't play him anyways, but the fact that he's actually going to get some ownership really makes me want to fade him. I hope he just gets 20 minutes, his 22 points, and I profit. All right, other small forwards now. We already talked about Giannis. There are a couple guys here in the middle that I don't think anybody's going to play that are just a little bit interesting to me. Kawhi against Los Angeles, Wiggins, Paul George, Will Barton. I'm not messing with this Denver rotation right now, even though Barton's minutes are safe, and Gordon Hayward sitting there. Is there anybody in this kind of upper mid-range at small forward that interests you?
No, I mean, I think Kawhi is the logical route, but, I mean, they are getting Gasol back, so a slight downgrade for Kawhi. Not a ton in this upper range. You got the price increase there on Wiggins close to, like, 8K-ish range, so makes it tough. I'm really not super interested in this range. You know, if I'm not paying up for Jimmy Butler, I'm probably coming down to a cheaper option.
And so when you talk about cheaper option, you talking about in this like 6K range? Because that's where I keep finding myself.
I think that's fine. Even like a guy, we talked about him earlier, kind of making fun of his defense, but TJ Warren's a guy that should get the minutes now. I mean, with Tucker out of town, I mean, he should be locked into to 30 minutes. Problem is, we've seen on a fairly frequent basis, this guy gets the minutes and does absolutely nothing. But I'm fine rolling him out there. I think, you know, he could play a ton of minutes. I mean, if he is matched up with Jimmy Butler, he might be out there a ton. And I think he's a fine play just kind of based on those minutes. Talked about Wesley Matthews. I'm kind of fine with him. It's kind of weird. Not a guy we typically play, but they're going to be thin there, and those minutes will be super safe. They're playing kind of small ball, so it kind of solidifies the minutes too. So, I mean, close to 40 minutes, I think, is fine. I mean, the Timberwolves team sucks. Their team defense sucks. So I have no problem kind of picking on them a little bit. There's a couple names interested in there.
Yep, I definitely like the I definitely like TJ Warren. I mean, he's going to get over 35 minutes tonight. I think he's safe with upside, which is obviously what you want.
And another guy was Bazemore, too. I'd be fine rolling him out there. I mean, it's a slight – I just feel like it's a big enough tick up for each one of those other guys in the starting unit where they're all underpriced, and I'm fine playing them.
Yep, and another thing about Bazemore, I think the coach came out and said that they're expecting Bazemore to be the backup point guard tonight. And if that's the case, I mean, hell, run it up, baby. Let's go, because I like Bazemore a lot. We all know he can get hot and win people a lot of money. And, you know, he's one of those guys you'll see on Twitter later, I should have Bazed less, or I should have Bazed more. And I will be one of those guys, because I will be Bazing at least a little bit.
He'll be Bazing. It's just a matter of if you should have done more or less.
A couple Philly guys are sitting there in the same price range. Sharp, Covington. Yep. Sharp is going to be uber chalky tonight, but I still like him a lot. What do you think of both those guys? Can you play them together?
I'm fine rolling them both out there. I mean, the one draw, I mean, the prices are like a little bit disappointing. Like you said, coming into today and being able to play Sarge for like 3.9K and just jamming them in every lineup and going from there, it would have been fun. I mean, that would have been a lot of fun, but the decision becomes a little bit more difficult. I think he's still a really good play. I think Covington is a really good play just due to the fact that they are going to be very thin in that front court, and they're fine rolling Covington out as the four. So I think the minutes for Saric, Covington, I think are super safe. I mean, I think 30, 35 for both those guys is a pretty fair projection. So even with these price tags, I'm definitely good with both.
Yeah, and I really hope these price tags keep people off of them. Yeah, I don't think it will. I hope so.
I guess it depends. So. You know, it's probably one of those situations. It depends on the buy-in level. I think you're going to see big-time discrepancies in ownership at the lower stuff and the higher stuff.
Yeah, that's a great point. And we've talked about that before. Like, you're playing some cheaper stuff. I don't think it's going to be as high. But if you're more expensive stuff, I bet it's going to be really, really high. Another guy I want to talk about, and if Tony was here, he would just reply with, this guy sucks. But sitting at a very, very interesting option, he's going to get minutes in the low to mid-30s in a matchup where the team just lost its best defensive player, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
What do we think of Brandon Ingram tonight? Because I have a lot of interest.
Yeah, I have interest. I mean, we talked about it. They're very thin at the guard position. Ingram's a guy that they're comfortable with having some ball handling responsibilities. You have to imagine, you know, moving forward, these young guys are going to be out there. Magic Johnson taking over, I think, you know, he's going to relay that message. Let's get these young guys going a little bit. Be interesting to see. I mean, I'm very curious to see how involved these guys are tonight. Guys like Ingram, Russell, Clarkson, Randall. Very curious to see the role that those guys have moving forward. Tonight, I'm willing to take the chance because I know they're going to be relatively thin. I know what they're going to need, you know, with replacing Lou Williams. They're going to need some of these guys to step up and play a bigger role in terms of scoring. So, Ingram is a guy that can play over 30 minutes and end up with like 10 fantasy points. Like, that's not out of the realm of possibilities, but it's a risk I am willing to take tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I think whoever nails the Laker value is going to be in such a beautiful spot tonight. I think that's one of the more important things tonight that you need to really hit. Yeah. And I like it all, so I might spread it out a little bit. I think my favorite is probably – oh, boy, I started doing that sentence, and I didn't know where I was going with it. Who's your favorite among the Laker value?
Probably Clarkson, just because of his price. I think he's priced, like, the best, like, everywhere. So probably Clarkson.
I also want to talk about value. This is something that you know very well about the value of playing some guys in the chat, because we see Capone in there. He also likes Tim Hardaway tonight.
Oh, gosh. He's probably coming for all the hoop bucks tonight. There's no doubt about that.
You got to get that 1K heads up still.
Yeah, I better take my games off the board.
All right, let's talk about some power forwards. And if we want to pay up, we're paying up a lot for Towns. I don't necessarily love the spot there, but we got Blake, Markeith. Not a lot of power forwards that I like, except for one, Paul Millsap. I do like him a lot. Who are you looking at the upper tier of the power forwards?
I like Millsap, and I like Blake. I mean, it's we don't like taking guys against the Spurs, but I don't mind bigs against the Spurs, and I just don't see any one of those guys really slowing them down. I mean, I don't see LaMarcus being able to slow them down. I don't think Paul certainly won't be able to slow him down. So I like Blake tonight, and I think this game is competitive. Has Chris Paul been ruled out? Is that official yet?
No, it's not official, and it probably won't be before the slate starts.
And I guess I'm fine with Blake either way. So I like him tonight. I mean, the price is down. Coming off a stinker last night against Golden State, I think he bounces back. So I like him. And then Millsap's just a little bit too cheap. I mean, it's the same thing we talked about with all these other Atlanta guys. You know, you throw in the fact that Schroeder's out, and they all go up a little tick, which makes them all a little bit underpriced for me. So I'm good with Millsap tonight.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Millsap too, like you said, we get the tick up, but it's also this total's not huge. It's 207, but it's Atlanta -3, and that should be a close game, which we know Millsap's going to see minutes in the, you know, low 30s, you know, 33, 34 minutes. So I definitely like Millsap there. Another guy I have a little bit of interest in, Julius Randle. I like these kind of athletic bigs against Oklahoma City. Randle seems too cheap. And apparently he just got over pneumonia, which I had about a year and a half ago, and it is hell. So if he's over that, all of a sudden, extra usage from Lou Williams leaving, I have quite a bit of interest in Randle tonight.
Yeah, Randle, like the young guys for the Lakers, I think, are super interesting tonight because, you know, they have the young core. They don't necessarily need to tank to get a better draft pick. They have the guys that they need there. It's just a matter of getting them to play together. So I think we're going to see a lot of Randle, a lot of Russell, Clarkson, Ingram. I hope that's okay. I could be wrong. I'm just hoping that's the case with Magic Johnson now in charge. I think these young guys finally get like the full opportunity. They've kind of had the chains on these guys for the last couple seasons. I'm hoping for the rest of the season it comes back. The price tags, you know, you're not taking a big risk. I mean, the price tags are all down. It's not like you're paying way up for a guy, and if they don't get the full allotment of minutes, you're screwed. I mean, even if these guys still only get in the upper 20s, I think it's fine with that extra uptick they're getting with Lou Williams out of town. So Lakers young guys definitely interested in, and that includes Randall.
And another guy we're interested in, Bobby Portis. He is too cheap at 5K, and I know that's a weird thing to say about Bobby Portis,
yeah.
Because normally we think of him as a mid-price player who's going to get 10 minutes off the bench. But tonight he's getting the start, and he should see minutes in the upper 20s, maybe lower 30s. And we know he can chuck the three. Also, yeah. Phoenix, one of the worst teams at defending the three in the league. I have a ton of interest in Portis. And even though they bumped his price up, they did not bump up the price of Nikola Mirotic, who I also have interest in.
Yeah, I like those guys. Yeah, just in just to touch on a comment in the chat that said no Lakers guys ever play any minutes. Yeah, they haven't, and I totally get that. But like I said, with Magic now in charge, second half of the season here, I think those young guys kind of have the opportunity to do their thing for the second half. Somewhat risky. I mean, it definitely could go the other way, and the minutes still could be kind of capped at the upper 20s for those guys. But I think tonight with Lou Williams, combine all that with Lou Williams out of town, I think it's worthy of the risk.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird because normally on a 10-game slate, we would see, oh, this guy's hurt, this guy is out. So there's be like some nice little 3K crappers that we can throw in our lineups. Tonight, it's not like, though, because, again, as we said at the top of the show, DraftKings has done an amazing job, and so has FantasyDraft and FanDuel. All these sites have done an amazing job of really tightening up the prices. Really makes you think. I always think like kind of a balanced lineup where you're doing some guys in the mid 4K range and some guys in the 9K. I sort of think that's the way to go tonight. And guys like Mirotic, guys like Portis, that's the route to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Portis, yeah, I think this is the one situation where people are going to be hesitant to play a guy with the price increase, Portis. I think he'll go lower than he should. Guy has a lot of talent. He's going to get the opportunity. He's going to play the minutes. They just don't have the depth right now. So Portis, I think even at 5K is a good play. And Meritage, like you said, didn't get the bump at 4.1. I mean, how many minutes do you think he plays tonight?
Mirotic, I think right now the projections I looked at had him at like 21, and that just seems too low to me.
Seems low, yeah. Yeah. I'd expect him to play a little bit more. I really would.
Yeah, I think 25, 26 is probably the number. Does that sound about right to you?
I'd say so. I'd say so. I mean, you'd have to imagine he's got to be out there.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, that's a tournament guy. It's not a cash guy because, again, we don't know what the minutes are, and he's very much a guy that can either get hot or not. You know, it's like the old app. You don't know what's going to happen. So – You play Mirotic in tournaments and hope that, you know, he goes, you know, three or four or five from the outside, gets a few rebounds. And we've seen him just have the ability to pile up points in bunches. And that's what you're hoping for tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's talk about centers, the last position. And the most expensive guy is our boy Jokic. And I think he's completely unplayable right now. And I know I'm in the vast minority because I've heard a lot of people talk about how great of a spot it is. That's great. But Malone's got his toys back, and we know when he has his toys, he likes to leave them on the floor, and we all step on them and scream. So what do you think of Jokic tonight? Can you play him?
No, I mean, you know, the game theory people are going to say, yeah, you load up on him coming off a stinker last night, but I think that you have to dig much deeper. That's just, to me, too lazy of an approach. I mean, we've seen with Malone, if he has all his guys, like you said, he's going to play him. There's going to be a couple regular guys that get screwed out of their minutes, which we saw last night. Like, there should never be a discrepancy of like 4 minutes between Jokic and Plumlee in terms of playing time. Like, Plumlee just such a bad fit, and he's like digging into the time for Jokic, and it literally makes no sense. And then you factor in his price. Like, he's priced as if he's this elite guy that's going to be getting 37 minutes of pricing time. Like, he's priced at his peak right now. You know, if we didn't see this massive price inflation, I'd say, all right, yeah, let's maybe take a shot in tournaments. But
if he was 8K, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's the price thing. He's literally priced at his peak right now. He's priced for that stretch where he was playing 37 minutes and literally doing everything because the team was thin. They needed him to play those minutes. And, you know, everything worked out in his favor along that stretch. So for me, it's a complete fade. I wish Tony was on here because he's been the Jokic whisperer for the entire season. Yeah. I'm willing to bet, though, he'd kind of be on our side here, knowing the habits of Mike Malone.
Well, and it's one of those things where I was looking last night. I mean, I was watching the game, and the rotations were just absurd because he was sitting out the last like 6 minutes of the second. You know, they're down and he's not coming in until 6 minutes left. It was very bizarre. And I'm not saying the matchup isn't good. The matchup is amazing against Brooklyn. Again, like I said on my little sheet, do I fade anybody against Brooklyn? LOL. No, you don't. But
unless Mike Malone's the coach and he has like the healthy roster, then you do.
So they should, like the Denver owner should just put like four high school guys on the team. That way, he knows that Mike Malone can't play them. Force him to play eight guys because otherwise it's just so frustrating from a DFS
standpoint.
And again, if Jokic gets 32 minutes in this game, 33 minutes, he might go for 60.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I just don't trust it. And I'm a tournament guy saying that. Like this just screams, oh, he should be playing this in a tournament.
I mean, and that's where the problem is, though, because he's priced where he needs to get to 60, you know? He needs that. If he's, like you said, at 8K, fire away, elite tournament option. But he's priced to hit his peak.
Yeah. Guys, I want to touch on this again. Get in the chat league. Stop messing around. We've still got 10 spots left. So $5 buy-in. First place is $40 plus. Oops, show it now. Show the shirt. One of those sweet, luxurious fantasy draft t-shirts. So make sure you do that. Plus the $40. Yeah. I like that. I didn't know we were getting a dance with it. Oh, man. Oh, those guns. They're just too much. Don't take the shirt off again, buddy. We already saw that with the dome in the pool.
Oh, gosh. Jesus.
So, yeah, make sure you get in that chat league, though, Mangone. He is posting the link in the chat. So do that. But we got to touch on some other centers first. We got Towns there against Dallas. What do you think of Towns tonight? Any interest?
Not really against Dallas. I mean, I think he's fine, but I don't care for the price. The matchup's great. I mean, there's no one on Dallas that's going to slow him down. So
Who guards him, Dirk or Salah?
Yeah, I mean, he could easily just go off. Yeah, exactly. But it's a slower pace game here for the Timberwolves. I'm going to pass, but I mean, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he goes off here.
Yeah, I'm going to pass too, but it's not because I don't like this spot. It's just I'm finding myself in other spots there, finding myself with Isaiah. I'm finding myself with Jimmy. Yeah. And I actually think center is a place where if you stick in the mid-range, there are some amazing plays in the mid-range. I mean, Whiteside's there. I don't have a lot of interest in him. Marc Gasol, though, against the Indiana. Gobert, I like. Brolo, no. I'm not playing Brolo. I like Dwight tonight as a contrarian option. I don't think anybody's going to play him, and I think he's in a perfectly fine spot. It's a close spread. Whiteside not quite as good defensively as everybody thinks. And centers have actually been hitting value against Miami all year. I wanted to ask you about one guy, though, sitting there. He's 6,400, and he's going to be guarded by either.
It's a guy I talk about all the time.
Yes, and I knew you were going to love him. Even though Mahimi's back, I don't particularly care. Yeah. He's going to get 32 minutes. And, guys, we haven't even said the name yet. Hoops, like, he's got the morning wood going again.
Yeah, Tony was making fun of me about him, like Gortat. Like, he slowed down, like, one game before the All-Star break. Probably was a blowout or something. But, I mean, just look at what he's done. Like, the playing time's there. The production's there. The matchup is certainly there. Love Gortat. But problem is, center's just loaded. Like you said, you can just go through the list. I mean, Miles Turner is 5.5K. The matchup sucks against the Grizzlies, but 5.5K. Dwight Howard, I like. Dang at 5.2K. He's cheap. Al Horford, Valanciunas.
You haven't mentioned the other guys in my lineup.
Gobert.
Nope.
Still DeAndre Jordan.
Ding!
Yeah, that's way too cheap, man.
Guys, I'm going to tell you guys a joke. Pau Gasol comes back tonight, and DeAndre Jordan, the athletic freak that he is going to be able to get every stinking rebound over Pau Gasol even possible. Plus, Blake and LaMarcus, they both play away from the basket a lot of time on offense, so they're going to draw each other away. Extra rebounds for DeAndre Jordan. I love DeAndre Jordan at 6K tonight.
Yeah, huge fan. I mean, that's way too cheap. I mean, he's going to just – like you said, he'll be able to get any rebound that he wants. And just so many outs for him to have a good game, you know. If he gets a ton of rebounds, if he gets the blocks, if he somehow, you know, gets double-digit points, there's so many ways that he can get there for you. So, love him tonight.
By the way, nobody's going to play him. No, nobody's playing DeAndre.
Well, against the Spurs, but I mean, that game, what's the spread there? 3-4?
the game against the Spurs, here, I got it on my sheet. It is 210 total. The Spurs are a 4-point favorite last I saw, and it's the last game of the night. Nobody is playing DeAndre.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and if Chris Paul does happen to play, I mean, that game's even more competitive, and I like DeAndre Jordan even more. So,
yeah. I mean, there are two, like, amazing matchups tonight. DeAndre, and you already talked about Gortat. Guys, I'm going to tell you, here are the bigs for Philly that are good at defense. Embiid, Noel, neither of them are there. Now, the bigs that are terrible at defense, Saric, Jahlil Okafor, both of them are going to be playing massive minutes. Everybody's looking at this Philly side, and I feel like nobody's looking at the Gortat side.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing here. People are looking at Philly because the value and the fact that they're thin, but Washington runs a very tight rotation. I mean, those guys are going to play the minutes. Gortat against Okafor for at least 30 minutes. I just don't see how he doesn't get there.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm going to have a good time with Gortat. Another guy I don't expect to have massive ownership in low-stakes stuff. High-stakes stuff, I do expect massive ownership. But I don't care. Again, it's Jahlil Okafor and it's Dario Saric, two of the worst big man defenders in the league. So, yeah Gortat's going to eat. I got to talk about, I guess I should mention, another Washington big. What about your boy Markieff? Are you going to be playing him tonight?
Not at that price tag. I mean the price is at a point where I just don't think I'm going there. There's a lot of – oh, my gosh, that game log. Just pulled it up, and wow, 48-35-38. Man, that's nice, but I don't think I'm doing it tonight. I like some of those cheaper guys that we talked about at his position, so I won't do it, but whew, it might be a nice play in tournaments.
Oh, it's very weird hearing Markieff in tournaments, by the way. Like, you're always like, oh, he's a cash guy. He's going to get me, 25, 26.
Like, literally, like, the snap, and he turned into, like, this massive – I mean, it was, like, a week after – like, everything Tony says, like, a week later, there's, like, a reaction to it. The Steph Curry role player.
The role player 50, Steph Curry.
50-50.
Didn't he say Durant's a role player now, and he went for like 55 last night?
Exactly. He goes boom, boom. It goes back, whatever Tony says. So, but yeah, he talked crap about Morris, and he turns into this high upside player. So,
well, he's going to be on the next show, and we got to get off here because we're going to go to the next show first. Guys, again, first, get in the chat league. There's the link for Mangone. But Hoop, it's been a lot of fun. We're going to have to watch our boy Tony. He's got to be on with me and Dean next, which I don't know how comfortable I am with that. But I just have to learn to live with it. Thank you so much to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring our show. It's always a good time. So check it out on there. And guys, only two spots left in the chat league. Hoop, are you in?
No.
Well, he's about to get in. So there's really only one spot left in the chat league. So hurry up because you're going to miss out. Anyways, guys, we got to get off here. We got Grinders Live coming up next. Thank you so much, Fantasy Draft. Thanks to Roto Grinders. And thanks for joining me. We'll catch you guys later. Peace.